So my background was always retail, so shop floor really. So kind of left school at 16. I didn't go to university or anything. I went travelling for a few years and then just decided to thought, oh, I'll get a job in a shop. That looks like fun while I work out what I really want to do. And then just ended up really loving retail, kind of building my career in high street retailers at the time, such as Knickerbox, Warehouse, and then French Connection. So I was shop floor sales assistant, and then I was store management for places like Warehouse, and then went to French Connection, which was a chain of franchises. At the time, it was just the first store within the franchise chain, and I was store manager there. And then we opened more stores around the country, sort of in the southeast, and I became operations and buying director after being an area manager for the stores. So so then my boss at the time decided to sell the franchises back to French Connection. So that was kind of a point for me where I'd sort of run the businesses as though they were my own. So it was, I knew I wouldn't find another job that kind of gave me that much autonomy and that much passion, I suppose. So I decided to set up on my own, and that's where the idea for the dressing room came about.
And why St Albans?
I was looking at lots of various places. So I was really looking for affluent commuter belt areas, to be honest. I knew St Albans from trading here with French Connection. So it was one of our stores, and we did, and it was a great city. We, you know, I loved coming here as an area manager. It was one of my favourites to come to. I was also looking at Windsor, Marlow, Henley, and actually, when you're a young woman trying to convince landlords to take you seriously, it's quite hard work. And I put in lots of offers through kind of Marlow, Henley, Windsor, and nothing came to fruition. And then a little unit came up in St Albans on Hollywell Hill, and the landlord was willing to take a risk, and the rest is history, really. That's where the dressing room began. That's how we started. And you know, I'm so pleased that it ended up being St Albans and not one of the other towns, because it's just the right place for the dressing room. It's the right place for us, I feel.
Definitely. Well, I'm certainly glad you're here. and what made you decide on the brands that you would carry? What differentiator was there or is there for the dressing room against others?
For me, it was very important that we had affordable brands to aspirational brands. So I wanted you to be able to come into the store at any point and be able to treat yourself to something. Even if it wasn't payday, if it was middle of the month or whatever, you could still walk away with a lovely piece of jewelry or something like that. Still walk away with that dressing room bag and kind of get that that real buzz that you get when you've been into a great retail environment. So the affordable side of the brands was important to me, but I also wanted the aspirational as well. So wanted that real unique mixture of the two, and the brands have evolved. I mean, when I opened, you know, I had a handful of brands, probably five or six. I now have around 100. So you know, it's evolved hugely, and really it's just down to instinct for me, what I think my customers will love, what I know is going to work for where we are, and ultimately, yeah, just what makes me excited, because I know if it makes me excited, then my customers are going to be excited as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting what you say about walking away from the shop with the bag, because it almost has become a bit of a badge. I know that you walk round St Albans with your dressing room bag and you're like really proud of it. So it is.
Well, that's exactly what. Yeah.
Yeah, it has that's become very, you know, well recognised, and you've become recognised just in the area, but also nationally, internationally. You've won a number of awards, sort of prestigious awards, which is brilliant. Tell us more about that.
I've won a lot of awards and a lot of kind of different accolades. So we've got 6 industry drapers awards. Starting sort of in 2006, we won best new business in the industry, and then kind of up to 2015, won various different ones. So best women's wear independent, best footwear and accessories in the industry, and that was when we were up against a lot of national retailers as well, such as Marks and Spencers and people like that. So we've got some great accolades, and to start with, really, it was not about sort of patting ourselves on the back, although obviously it's nice to be recognized for what you do when you do what you love, but it was really about putting the dressing room on the map within the industry to get the awareness out there. As well as kind of the industry awards, we've won lots of kind of awards from our peers as well. We've been voted the most inspiring independent in the country. That was voted by 100 different independent boutiques. So we were number one within that poll, which was fantastic. And then things like the Every Woman Retail Ambassador as well. So that's sponsored by Specsavers and NatWest. And I've been given that kind of accolade to encourage young women to build their careers within the industry. So there's various ones, and a lot of kind of the magazines like Vogue and the Telegraph magazine were in the best boutiques list. So yeah, lots of great accolades, and it puts us on the map. It raises awareness. Obviously we've got a big online business as well, so it's important that we're not just seen as a small sort of local boutique. It's important that we are out there on a national and international basis as well, because a big part of what we do is our internet business as well.
As you say, it's amazing. You've not just appeared in the trade press winning accolades, but also, as you say, generally you've been heralded as the example of an impressive businesswoman that's made it happen. What would you say your proudest achievement to date's been?
Every Woman Retail Ambassador accolade was definitely up there as a really proud achievement, because I really believe in people seeing retail as a career option. So encouraging young women to kind of see retail as a great career choice and not just a stopgap is a real passion of mine. So being awarded the Every Woman Retail Ambassador accolade was definitely one of the proudest achievements. I also think kind of building the business to where it is today, the fact that we do have, an international sort of online business now. The team has grown from kind of 2 in 2005 to 20 now. So building that strong team. And I suppose at the moment it would be kind of getting through the challenge that is dealing with COVID-19 and everything that presents for a business as well. So many. I think, they're the ones that kind of stand out for me, is kind of adapting to the challenges that we're currently faced, which none of us could have ever expected, but building team and kind of, developing those careers for all of those young women as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned the current challenge of COVID-19. Has that made a significant difference to the way you do business, or has it just highlighted more of something that you focused on in particular anyway?
It's been a huge challenge. Obviously, having to close the doors to the store in mid-March was a very emotional kind of moment, because we just didn't know what the future held. And I think that's the thing with this, nobody knows how it's going to play out, and I think that's the most concerning part. But to be honest, like everything, I've kind of thrown my all at it, and I've worked literally every minute of every day since we closed the store door to make sure that our business is still performing well, to make sure that the online sales are still performing, that the social media is engaging and giving that familiarity to people as well, because that's what we found, is that they want a little bit of normality and some familiarity. And we found that our customers absolutely want to see fashion and product and us on social media at this time. They don't want to just see, you know, the negative impacts of COVID-19. They want a little lift as well. So really, I've kind of put my all into making it happen and making sure that the business will be strong at the end of this.
I don't know whether you've been asked a lot whether you would open more than one store.
I think when I first opened the store on Hollywell Hill, it was a lot smaller. So at that point, the idea was to probably open you know, four or five stores of a similar size in different areas. But then when the unit came up on the high street where we currently are, obviously that was such a large commitment and it meant we had that, gave me that space that I needed to showcase all of the brands and the product that I wanted to. So I'm with online now. If we didn't have online, this was kind of 20 years ago, then yes, I would have done more stores. But I don't see any need to kind of dilute what I'm doing. I'd rather have one store and online and have it the best it can possibly be, rather than kind of dilute what I'm doing by opening more stores. So, yeah, it's definitely not something I need to do for the future. And you know, we have an audience, you know, literally nationally and internationally, so we don't actually need to open more bricks and mortar stores.